It is 5:45 and 53 degrees. Kind of a much cooler wake-up temperature, but, you know, good sleeping weather. You want to open the window, and we did have the air conditioner going in our room last night, but maybe not as necessary. Jason Kantz joins us for the start of the best 5 minutes of the day on a Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I shot a lot of bee pictures this weekend, so that was a lot of fun. It was just kind of a quiet, good weekend. Had coffee with Mark Judkins on Friday, and that was really excellent. So, other than that, nothing exciting. How about you?
Mark is a peaceful soul.
He is.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was busy traveling. It was busy traveling to and from my hometown of Wauwatosa. And good, but it was restful, though. We just different things. My sister got a new house more about 50 minutes south of Tosa, and so more toward Kenosha. She's got a daughter who's going to have her first child coming up in November, and so she's moving closer to her. And so we had a restful, relaxing time there. I saw your bee pictures, though, and, I mean, a lot of the bees and the flowers, and I don't know, for me at least, it was making me think about kind of the beauty, the intricacies, and it just kind of, as you focus in on the bees and the flowers with those, and they're posted on Jason's Facebook, friend him and see those, but I mean, it really spoke of the beauty of God, right? That his creation.
Yeah, you know, it was really striking to me because, we can see them from afar, but I really take effort to get in close, and I think not only the bees, but I think some of the parts of the flower just really stand out in some of the pictures I took. And when we get down on another level like that, it really can open a whole new world. It seems like
it reminded me of, I don't know who this quote originates with, the idea that beauty will save the world. But I have to say, I'm complimenting your pictures. Made me think of that. So
yeah. That's a quote from Dostoevsky.
Uh-huh.
My friend Jordan has that tattooed on his arm.
Mm.
So, with a portrait of Dostoevsky.
Okay, really?
Really. It's his favorite author. So.
Yeah. We started reading Brothers Karamazov, but didn't make it too far. So,
it's a slog.
It is.
So it's a beautiful book, but...
We are making it far in a personality quiz of you, though. We are up to, would you believe, question 59 out of 70.
That's amazing. Great.
All right. So 3 more days of questions, I think. Here we go. 4 of them. Are you drawn more to A, fundamentals, or B, overtones?
Probably overtones.
That's what I would have said. 60. Which seems the greater fault? A, to be too compassionate, or B, to be too dispassionate?
Dispassionate.
Mm-hmm. Although, let's pause and say, if one's passionate for, I'm going to say, for the wrong cause, that's kind of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Yep. 61. Are you swayed more by A, convincing evidence, or B, a touching appeal?
Convincing evidence.
And finally, 62. Do you feel better about A, coming to closure, or B, keeping your options open?
Probably coming to closure.
Mm-hmm. It'd be it's tough to answer these. Like, here you are on the spot having to answer the 4 because it's just like some of them you want to wait on, right? So,
But I guess I like to come to closure.
Yeah, and it's not, I'm just saying a lot of things. Right. There you go. All right. I am one who loves to keep my options open. So anyhow.
Yeah, right.
But okay. Here we go, Matthew 6:13 today from the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah, it says, "And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one."
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, it goes like this. Jesus' final petition was, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. First, I want you to know that I never tempt anyone to sin. Satan is the tempter. I'm aware of your life and the temptations you face. Do not be afraid to ask me to keep you out of those tantalizing situations. Listen for my spirit when my temptations arise. Flee to my loving embrace. Remember that through my son, I long to deliver you from evil. His blood made you right with me, but it's also true that my spirit can take you by the hand and lead you away from sin every moment of every day. One more paragraph. Generally, when you say the Lord's Prayer in your gatherings, it concludes with, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Those words are not a part of Jesus' original prayer, but they reflect its heart. So how did we get to saying those then?
Yeah, I don't know when they were added. You know, that's a good question. I think the first time I really started digging in and I read the words from the Lord's Prayer in Scripture, I was like, wait, I always grew up hearing this last piece.
And, yeah.
Jesus is just seems to stop. Which it raises questions about, how do we pray it? Is it just kind of an ongoing dialogue and conversation, or do we have to include an intro and a conclusion, or
do
we just talk?
You know, I'm kind of sad to hear, I mean, I do like that part. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I mean, you kind of think of the church you grew up, I don't know, I think of, for me, the church I grew up in and saying that, and there's just kind of a comfort with it. But anyhow.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Have a good Monday.
Talk to you later.
All right, Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and we were talking about those delicious Michigan blueberries among many items that the Tree Ripe Fruit Truck is going to have. Various stops this morning in both Halley and Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. We'll be continuing to tell you about that. And our friend in Michigan can tell us about how delicious, Drew Fralick, are those Michigan blueberries.
Okay, so if I'm being totally honest, I didn't even know Michigan blueberries was a thing until last week when you told me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess they're good. I didn't know they were from Michigan. Here I've been eating blueberries for 30 years. I had no idea they were being grown right down the road. I looked it up. Apparently, like, it's a huge thing.
You know what?
We make, like, hundreds of millions of dollars on Michigan blueberries every year. So
there you go. We're informing. Here what happens is, I heard somebody say, you can live, like, you know, within stone's throw of the Statue of Liberty and never go see it or something. You know, like, you've got these delicious Michigan blueberries and you just kind of take them for granted.
Apparently. I mean, on the website it said that Michigan blueberries are the pride and joy of Michigan.
Yeah.
Which I guess apparently there's not much to be proud of or joyful about, which I already knew that. But apparently the blueberries, that's where it's all at. So,
well, I mean, we have, like, in Door County, we have cherries that they're very famous for, or Wisconsin has its cheese. But I think maybe when you were just away in China, you just kind of missed out on the celebration of blueberries.
Yeah, that must be it. That's
right.
Gotta be it.
So what I want to throw out to you today is, you know, I'm from Milwaukee, first 18 years, was just back there over the weekend, but at the same time in suburban Wauwatosa. And it was good to be home, took a walk on Saturday to just kind of remember. One of the strange things is that I can name you all the families that lived in, like, every house on the block. But right now, how many neighbors do I know in my current neighborhood? Nowhere near as good. Okay, nowhere near as good. But I wanted to just go, like, for me, Milwaukee and then the rest of the state. And it's like I have that dueling perspective because I've been in Eau Claire for a bunch of years now. And so for you, like, talk to me about Detroit and then the rest of Michigan. How do people in Detroit, where you live, see the rest of Michigan? How does the rest of Michigan see Detroit?
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, people are, I would think, not everybody, but a lot of people are pretty afraid of Detroit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a lot of bad press throughout the years. I mean, like, even people who don't live in the U.S., like, I have a friend in Australia who a couple months ago, he goes, "Oh, I saw this documentary about Detroit and the crime and the shootings and stuff like that, you know." And I go, "Oh, what was it called?" He goes, "RoboCop." but I mean, all joking aside, it does get, like, a bad rap, right?
It's, yeah,
like,
I mean, here's
of, like,
the thing:
in this negative light.
I remember, you know, from growing up even into adult years, it's like, the day after Halloween, what's the one city you'd hear about where there's the most destruction? It was Detroit.
Yeah. So people, I mean, it's not like that now, but people, that, like, kind of old mindset is still there. So people are, you know, I would say afraid or curious maybe. And then for Detroit, it's sort of, well, it's kind of like those blueberries. You know, it's like, we're not, you know, it's like, the suburbs people go to, but outside of that, I think, you know, it's kind of like you don't know a whole lot about the rest of the state. Maybe there's delicious blueberries right down the road, and you never had any idea. So there is a bit of a divide for sure. I'm sure it's similar to Milwaukee and the rest of Wisconsin. You know, that's a good analogy, I would think.
Are you tired this morning?
Yeah, I went to a concert last night, British drummer Yusef Days.
Okay.
And my voice is shot and I was up late. So, yes. Do I sound exhausted?
You sound more tired than usual.
But I always sound tired, but this is like another level.
I just wondered. Anyhow, hey, good to talk to you and enjoy some Michigan blueberries. We'll try to get our hands on some today as the Tree Ripe Fruit Truck is in our area. We'll talk to you next week, Drew.
I'm going to have my coffee now. Thanks.
Very good. The Whip Wake Up Show, our weekend recap. And for us as a family, hey, we're back, the seven of us together. Grace back from her trips to Europe and Africa. And so that was Grace to reunite with her on Friday afternoon as we made our way to Wauwatosa, suburban Milwaukee, and seeing family, my mom, both of my sisters. Julie off to fulfill what she said, my older sister, a bucket list item where, again, her husband is a Delta airline pilot. She gets some breaks in the international travel, but she was there for the final day of the Tour de France for the men yesterday.
Wow.
In Paris, so that sounded pretty cool. The women's was just starting. And then my sister Jenny and her husband Mike, a new house further into the heart of southern Wisconsin, but they've got a pool, so Saturday pretty warm, made a great day for that, and saw my niece who's expecting her first child in November, so a lot of excitement, good relaxing weekend.
Well, we went to southwestern Iowa. We had a road trip as well, so went to see my grandparents who are both in their late 80s now, and so again, want to make sure that we prioritize spending some time with them, and a lot of the family was able to come together. My sister and her husband and family from Rochester, Minnesota, my brother from St. Cloud, Minnesota, so several members of the family were able to road trip down there along with us, so just had a great time. Went by quickly. Southwestern Iowa is hot. Very hot. So, we had some water fun for the kids. We went and picked out like just a little pool just so the kids could cool down a little in the afternoon because Grandpa and Grandma weren't quite up to being able to get out in the weather to the community pool or anything like that. But the thing that I came away with, Halvo, is Proverbs 22:1 says this: a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. And I realized that in Harlan, Iowa, my last name means something.
Huh.
The name Swenson means something because my grandpa is not just selling cars or running the most successful Relay for Life ever in the state of Iowa, though he has done that. But it's a life well lived for decades and decades and decades from my grandfather and my uncles there as well, too. Not only do people know how to pronounce my name, Swenson, in Harlan, Iowa, but the name means something. And it's like, oh, I know your grandpa, or I know your uncle. Uh-huh. Just realizing the kind of legacy that I want to have wherever, you know, wherever I am, wherever I settle is that your name means something because it brings glory to God because you've lived in a way that pleases him. And that's what my grandpa has done for his entire life. And so again, when I say the name means something, it means something because he's lived to God's glory for, again, closing in on 90 years. Wow. And praise the Lord for that.
Absolutely. The Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, the pressure on. At this point, as much as any point in the week, can we come up with 6 jokes that make you laugh? Well, at least one of them?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. If one of them, and right. It doesn't even have to be a laugh or a belly laugh or a guffaw. Right. If you just crack a little bit of a smile on your way to wherever you're going, that'll do it for me.
It's a good day when some of the coworkers come in, and they do sometimes, and they say, those were good jokes. So here we go. You know, Caleb, I used to be addicted. I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
There you go. 7:49 here, 62 degrees on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Well, a friend suggested horse manure on my strawberries, putting horse manure on my strawberries. Not doing that again. I'm going back to whipped cream.
Okay.
There we go.
The garden, Caleb, the garden. Okay. I call this one, What's Up, Doc? The doctor gave me some cream for my skin rash. Yeah, he said I was a sight for psoriasis.
Okay, well, Havel, why was the mime incarcerated?
Why?
He committed unspeakable crimes.
Oh. course.
Oh, man.
People in my generation, Marcel Marceau, the world-famous mime. Finally for me this morning, Kayla, I went to see the doctor. He had a lot of doctor jokes today. Went to see the doctor about my short-term memory problems. The first thing he did was make me pay in advance.
All right, one last one. We just went through a very warm weekend, right? At least it was in Iowa where I was. What did the pig say on a hot day?
What?
I'm bacon.
Yeah. Both kinds.
Make us laugh Monday. We did what we could. Send in yours.
It's hard.
Well, speaking of Tree Ripe Fruit Company, yes, the season is winding down, but we have more stops today right across the street here in Hallie, in Eau Claire, and in Menominee, and we are joined by the owner of Tree Ripe Fruit Company, Tiernan Payne, once again here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Tiernan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back, guys.
What a beautiful day and a great summer we've had. And you were just telling me off the air, a great crop of peaches and enough for everybody.
Yeah, this has been an interesting peach season this year. We started off a little slow, but this is one of the best late season crops of peaches we've seen in a long time. The peaches are just, they're sweet, they're juicy. It's been a really good end of our season here.
And while the peaches may be the headline of what you've got starting at 9 this morning at the Farm and Fleet in Hallie until 10:30 just to start your day, boy, you've got some other goodies as well.
Yeah, we sure do. The big feature on the second go-around is our Michigan blueberries. And so we're really excited to have those. Those are picked yesterday, and they're on the trucks today. And so that's one of the fun things we get to do each summer is bring those fresh blueberries. But we do have a good supply of our Georgia pecans, New Mexico pistachios. So definitely a good mix of different things for everybody to try today.
We've been talking Tree Ripe all throughout the summer, Tiernan. But in case someone is joining us for the first time, what is the key, the major difference between your peaches and what they might find in say, their average produce section at the grocery store?
Sure. Yeah, for us, it's really about freshness and timing because for the grocery store, fruit has to be picked way too early. Then it goes into refrigeration, cold storage. For us, we wanted to have a better way to get people good tasting fruit. So we let our fruit stay on the tree till the last second, let it get perfect. Then we get it up to people really fast. And so for peaches, maybe we're a couple days off the tree. Blueberries, we're next day typically. But it's so fresh, that's really the only way you can get fruit that tastes like it really should, is as juicy as it should be.
Tiernan, just like us in radio, I'm sure you never get tired from hearing from satisfied customers, and we've been hearing from them here during the summer of 2022.
Yeah, it's one of the most rewarding things, I think, about what we do, because we work so hard to bring all of our fruit to everybody, but we've had the same experience. We've had so many people raving about how good the fruit is this year, how good the peaches are. It's something that it keeps us going, gets us excited, because we love it, but we love to hear from everybody. So I think more than any other year that I can remember, we've had positive feedback, social media. Everyone is just loving the peaches.
Oh, I absolutely would agree. And I know I said after your last stop here in the area, my daughter and I waited in the line and it was quite the line, but you guys keep it moving very quickly. And I said, again, you know, kind of the pro tip, you spread them out, say on the counter or something like that, spread them out for, you know, maybe give it a couple days or so. And then they're at their perfect softness. And just biting into those peaches, it truly was like eating a dessert. And I like fruit, but I like my desserts too. But I mean, it was like I was eating a dessert. That peach was so sweet. It was incredible.
Yeah, I think flavor, sweetness, sugar content, you really have to let a peach stay on the tree long enough to get that to develop. And that hot Georgia sun, it does a trick if you leave it on the tree. But we've had kind of the same experience. The peaches are just, they're incredible this year. So they're great to make things with. And of course, this being our last go around, this is the time to stock up, freeze peaches, can them, whatever you're going to do to preserve them so you have them all the way into the winter time. But now is really the prime time of the whole summer to get peaches.
Yes, and this is your last chance. And again, tree-ripe.com, but we're talking here in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Menominee, your last chance of the season. Tiernan, we're going to run through those locations again real quick here, but thank you so much for your time. Thank you for, again, taking pride in what you do and bringing these incredible fruits to us here in Western and Central Wisconsin.
You're welcome. And hopefully if everyone got out to get peaches already, we thank everybody for coming out. But don't sleep on today. We got a lot of great peaches. So get out there and get your last shot.
Again, no limit on those peaches. Go and get the best of the Georgia peach crop. It's Tiernan Payne from Tree Ripe Fruit Company. From 9 to 10:30 a.m., they're going to be right across the street here in Halley at Farm and Fleet. Then they'll move on over from noon until 1:30. Find them at Fleet Farm in Eau Claire. And then from 3 to 4:30, they'll be at Fleet Farm in Menominee. You've got your real Georgia peaches, Georgia pecans, New Mexico pistachios, and new, this time on the truck, real Michigan blueberries. Your last chance this summer, friends. Do not miss the Tree Ripe truck. We're talking tigers here, Halvo, and heard that perhaps some good news when it comes to the tiger population.
Yeah, some good news, but a question mark. So here's the deal. Scientists have announced that there are roughly 40% more tigers in the wild than we previously thought. So that's good.
Good
news. Yeah, that's good news. So the wild, meaning not in zoos or as somebody's pet, right? I mean, this is out in the wild. I was talking to my daughter, Grace. She's back from, you know, Africa and such, and she's like, you know, what she'd seen, like zebras and other things, I think elephants, but a little bit more in Tanzania maybe than when she was in Liberia. But
sure.
Officials say a large portion of that increase is simply due to better monitoring thanks to countries doing massive land surveys.
Okay.
Besides better counting methods, an increase in conservation efforts also helping maintain tiger populations. And now they get to some numbers. And they say there's somewhere between, and you know, you think 40% more, maybe how many? Well, between 3,700 and 5,500 wild tigers still roaming. That's not very many.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
No.
Huh.
I just thought, you know, you're 40%, maybe 10, I don't know. I don't know what number I was thinking, but...
You just thought maybe there were more across the whole globe,
that
right?
That still sounds concerning, doesn't it?
Yeah. Huh. So. Well, all right. Well, let's do our best, again, to be good stewards of the creation and make sure there are more tigers, though... I don't know that there are a lot of tigers I would like to meet face-to-face other than maybe this guy.
Good. Well.